This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you heading out to Area 51? If you are, you're joining a crew of others, as now that movement has grown. Seriously, I'm going to talk about that briefly, but if it's not aliens of that sort, it's aliens of another. And then the shocking story of a guy that I've talked to a few times on the air in the past, Patrick Byrne, the Overstock CEO who resigned after some deep state remarks. Hey, hey, Kate Delaney, and here's where we are in America. A couple of quick hits for you. It's a big weekend on the international front. Another one of those G7s. What will it yield, if anything? We'll see. The president wants the rest of the allied nations to jump on board. He says, be more like us. Economic policies that we think will work for others, let's hope. Trump says that. He's going to attend, obviously, that summit in France Saturday to Monday. Going to have individual meetings with England, France, Germany, Japan, India, Canada during the trip. He's irritated with the Federal Reserve for not reducing interest rates further. To talk about a potential recession makes, of course, headlines. And the president doesn't like it. He doesn't want to hear the R word. So he's going to talk about the U.S. economic model that he's pushed forward through tax cuts and deregulation. Will they buy it in Europe? Because there's lots of problems. And guess what? As I'm talking about this, and if you're saying I could care less, you can't be an isolationist on this one. We definitely have a global economy, like it or not. So their nonsense with Brexit and, ooh, what are we going to do here? Are we in? Are we out? Especially with England, it absolutely has an impact on us. And, of course, China. There would be discussions of fallout from China. I'm sure of it. By the way, Russia hasn't formally requested to be readmitted to the group because at one point they were, and the president voiced support this week for Russia to rejoin the group and suggested there would be a vote to decide. So there may be some secret balloting going on, too. But will anyone dive on board of, you know, dive on the back of the U.S.? I don't know. It's just going to be a lot of conversation. That's usually what the summit's about. And then there's some platitudes and some photo ops. Sometimes there's some good alliances that happen, but we'll see if there's a little bit of something or nothing happening there. This would be something we talk about because it certainly infuriates me, and I will talk about it in our next segment. Yet more fallout from Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, this is the guy that just keeps on living through nonsense that happened in the past, and more reports coming out of his time in jail when he was on suicide watch, but nobody paid attention. This time, it's about a former financial reporter for the New York Times. So, sexual predator Jeffrey Epstein and his poor victims who don't get a chance to confront him. It just keeps on sending shockwaves when we hear more and more about some of the lurid things that happened and some of the cover-ups and whatnot. And this is something you would talk about right in your backyard, because why is it that often when somebody has a lot of money, and listen, I'm a capitalist, we automatically afford them the higher ground? Oh, they're tremendous. Oh, the amount of money they donate. And then sometimes you find out when you look under the surface, not good people. Not good people. Just because you have money doesn't mean you are without sin and you hold the cup of morality in your hands. And certainly we saw that with Jeffrey Epstein and what happened with him. bravo to the people who speak up and say something, because there was another potential mass shooting that was stopped, and they really believe this in California. It was a hotel cook, 37-year-old Rodolfo Montoya. He told a coworker he was going to shoot fellow employees and guests at the Long Beach Marriott. The coworker told the general manager. They reported it immediately to the police. Apparently, he was upset over some sort of work-related human resource issue. He was arrested. Multiple firearms, an assault rifle, tactical gear, dozens of high-capacity mags, hundreds of bullets seized from his home. The chief of police, Robert Luna, said Montoya had clear plans, intent, and the means to carry out an act of violence that may have resulted in mass casualties. Montoya was booked on charges, including making a criminal threat. His bail was set at $500,000. He didn't have a criminal history. Originally, it was reported that he did. He did not have a criminal history that would have prevented him from legally owning the guns. But look, witnesses came forward. They could have prevented a threat of violence. That's a very, very good thing. And we're seeing that this is happening in a couple of different places. And often when they go and search and they look and they find manifestos or they find arsenals like they found here, then there is something to it. Whether they would have acted on it or not, we've seen an uptick in the threats and stopping the threats before they become real. Let's put it that way. And that's a very, 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 I think, good thing, without a doubt. All right, I mentioned that my take on Jeffrey Epstein is coming up, but quickly before we get there, a few of what I call quick hits. So what else is ticking around the globe or right here in our backyard that we would talk about because it affects us? And besides the G7, the summit, that's pretty big. Big in the sense, like I said, it could just be conversation, but maybe there's some relationships that are developing. Here's something we're all talking about. How about what we're paying for gas? In some places, the price of gas, regular gas especially, falling below $2, it's significant. The national average is about $2.40 or lower in some places and will be at that number by the fall. Last fall, AAA says crude prices range between 60 and 75. Now it's 50 and 60, so that's what's really, really lowered it. People are noticing. I'm noticing it because to fill up my beast, I'm not paying as much as I was. It's one of the first things I noticed. And of course, if you belong to Costco or Sam's Club, maybe not Sam's Club, I'm not sure if they have gas, but Costco has gas, or some of these grocery stores, they have those rewards and they take money off, you know, what gas would be, depending on what you're spending on, you know, your goodies. And then that's even lower. So there are people that are paying, you know, just under $2 for gas. And it is noticeable, and it is being discussed, and it makes complete sense to me, right? Because to get from point A to B and then C and D and places in between, if you're driving there, you know, you gotta fill her up. My take on Jeffrey Epstein and a couple of other ramblings as well. Coming up as I jump the fence, jump with me.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
It's a wrap with Kate's Take.
We got the take on Jeffrey Epstein because, why do I beat myself up this way and continue to talk about the absurdity of Jeffrey Epstein? I do have to say this. Just because somebody has money, I said this in the last segment, don't necessarily assume that they are squeaky clean and fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. Just like Bernie Madoff, who was a scumbag himself for what he did to not just wealthy people, by the way, but people who were trying to stretch their money and were talked into it because he had such a sterling reputation, and the returns that Jeffrey Epstein's friend Bernie Madoff could get for you, what a difference it will make in your life. So with Jeffrey Epstein, it just constantly, it's just another bizarre turn on the roads that lead us in all kinds of strange directions. And, you know, as I say that, one of the things that now, of course, is being reported is the denials of people who were supposedly associates of him that were getting, the young girls from him. We're saying young girls, by the way, not 18-year-old girls. No, 13, 14, those kinds of ages. So here he was, this financier and now obviously a convicted sex offender, now dead because he killed himself in prison. He starts as a teacher, goes to banking and finance, and then of course everything explodes for him, good for him, until, you know, things, the fallout, like I said, continues. people that were supposedly he was bribing, including a reporter, some of the past ties there, trying to get them not to report some of what they knew. How about Prince Andrew, who they just keep the royals denying everything about Prince Andrew, but something came out the other day that he was spotted getting a foot massage from two young Russian women inside Epstein's Upper East Side mansion. Literary agent John Brockman, in a 2013 email, said he saw Randy Andy, he got that nickname for a reason, getting what he called the rub down from two young, well-dressed Russian women during a visit to the mansion. So there were photos of the prince and Epstein together. In fact, there was even a headline that said the prince and the perv. I mean, here's the bottom line. Is single, he can do what he wants, but again, we go to the age question and those on the Lolita Express, because that's what they called it, and Prince Andrew flew on Epstein's private jet with a teen sex slave. That's what the pilot said, that this was what they called this Virginia Roberts, who was on board, a sex slave. Nice. I mean, horrible, but nice that it's getting reported, obviously. And there were all kinds of trips that were made. Now, here's the uptick in this whole thing. Who else was on board that flight was the woman who supposedly set up a lot of these dalliances. And she was on board many of those trips. There was a deposition. There was 2,000 court documents relating to a defamation case involving this British socialite, Ghislaine Maxwell. And some of these allegations are coming out about Prince Andrew and other people. And she's in the middle of it because she was on some of those flights. I mean, listen, the guy owns an island. He owns an island. And in fact, the nickname of the island, it's off the southeast coast of St. Thomas, they dubbed it Pedophile Island, which, I mean, listen, people knew things were going on. That's what I'm saying. And the more the documents come out, the more lurid the details, the more the ages are nailed down of some of these young girls that were shoveled off to the Virgin Islands, etc., and then didn't really realize what was happening, and it was too late once they did realize. So the bottom line is, are they going to get some of these people that are connected to Epstein, who, of course, does not face the accusers, is dead, and now it's about his estate and suing his estate. And Prince Andrew claims he's appalled by the accusations, but there are photos of him with Virginia Roberts and Ghislaine Maxwell inside Andrew's London house, by the way. So he can't deny that he knew them, or how would those photos have surfaced? And, of course, this woman is in the middle of all of it. So my take is, nail every single one of these child abusive pedophile horrible people who are hiding behind their titles or their fame, no matter what the circumstances are, because whether you're poor or middle class or wealthy, wrong is wrong, and that is wrong. Listen, in prison, some of the most hardened criminals, the one thing we know that is not tolerated, of course, is any kind of rape, child abuse, that sort of thing, because of the heinousness of it, and the fact that many of the people that are in prisons, in these male prisons, they have mothers and sisters and daughters, and it is like an untolerated thing. So I say, especially Maxwell, all leads seem to come from her direction, and that's really who was kind of the AKA unofficial madam for what was going on with Epstein. Again, these were not women who were of age. Were any of them? Maybe. But there were so many that weren't. That's why the nicknames that I just mentioned, Pedophile Island and Lolita Express. And if there is any justice in this world, then truly justice will be done for those that were underage and pressed into sex slavery, if you will, for a guy like Epstein and any of his pals. And as a result of turning a blind eye, correctional officers have been subpoenaed in the death investigation of Jeffrey Epstein. So bravo, of course, that was going to happen. About 20 staff members from the Metropolitan Correctional Center. So this is another phase into the criminal investigation into the workers responsible for Epstein's detention. Because as you know, and as we have said many, many times, he was found hanging in his cell and he was on suicide watch, and many people knew what was happening here. The Justice Department is not commenting on the investigation, but there have been, in the days since his death, reports of mistakes, mismanagement, all kinds of serious irregularities. They did not secure this guy at all. So what happened? That's what we want to know. Who dropped the ball? Were they paid off, perhaps? Is something going on? The subpoenas are definitely a clear indication that some of the jailers could face criminal prosecution for what happened that night. They could. And someone's got to come forward in this, I think, in what they're doing and say what happened. I mean, look, at when he was found, he had the first incident, he had marks on his neck. They determined he tried to fake a suicide, is what they said, and they had an infraction against him. But there were definitely records, and he was definitely under suicide watch. So how this all plays out is something to follow, because this is just another part of this horrible case that makes no sense whatsoever for a man who could have still done what he pleased and was doing what he pleased, but not with people who were unknowing, who were definitely victimized and should not have been in that situation. This is an easy case to take a hard stand on because of everything that has toppled out as a result of that. And that first case in Florida, he should have never gotten the light sentence he got. Who knows how many were his victims as a result of that. All right, hang through. We got a lot of interesting guests coming your way next, including one of the VPs of IBM who talks about melding technology with sports and why you should care about it. Sounds intriguing.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's not official yet, but President Trump says the U.S. and Japan have shaken hands on a big trade deal at the G7 summit in France. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow told CBS's Face the Nation the agreement would significantly increase agriculture sales to Japan.
They worked out a terrific deal, which, by the by, among other things, will really help America's farmers who have gotten, I think, to some extent, hurt by the Chinese tariff issue.
In a move that the White House said was surprising, Iran's foreign minister visited the G7 summit as France made an effort to ease tensions between Tehran and Washington. The president had very little to say about the surprise visit.
Okay, we'll do our own outreach, but, you know, I can't stop people from talking. If they want to talk, they can talk.
This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And having spent gone to Galway and spent a lot of time in Dublin, I can't tell you how thrilled I am to welcome to the Author's Corner Jerry Leach. He has written a book that people in Ireland, I swear, talk to me about, the heartache of living away and then wanting to come back, and it's called Bravado City, and the characters are rich and the history is so true. Jerry, thanks so much for coming on the show.
That's my pleasure.
What made you decide that I'm going to write this story and I'm going to tell this story about people wanting to go back to Ireland, for example, who have spent so much time in London and what that's like, that journey?
I witnessed the immense Irish community here in the UK. All the old songs, the stories of Ireland. It's never ending. We're all talking about it. For such a small country, it has a massive influence on world affairs. And I mean that in the most sincere way. You know, our music, our dance, our literature, our joie de vivre, our reputation as being able and willing, very willing, to assist other nations who were oppressed. And going back home for any Irishman is, if not a must, but certainly a thing that never leaves them every day. There's a beautiful phrase which I remember, and I have included in the book. I'll share it with you if you like. It goes, the Irish may indeed leave Ireland, but but Ireland will never leave them. Like the Australian Aborigine, who, having been presented with a new boomerang, spends the rest of his life throwing the old one away. And to me, that encapsulated it in every Irishman's and every Irish woman's heart, this love of our native land, and the humour, especially the humour, and the wit. I miss that so much. And it's bravado. It's like a Texas phrase I heard once when I was in Las Vegas. All heck, no cattle. Yeah, and I love phrases like that. And that to me was an alternative title for my book, but it would have led the readers astray. Not think about Dublin or just West Texas, but I love that phrase.
You take the character, I want to interrupt for a second, you take the character on this journey that we're talking about, and something unique that you do for everybody listening about Bravado City is you've really painted a great picture for us, Jerry, and this character goes through these days, because each chapter is a day, right?
Say it again, please?
Each chapter is a day.
Yeah. And I had to write what you know about. That was good advice given to me by an old friend. And I know Dublin character very intimately, and the phrases, the gestures, the camaraderie, and the humor, the wit. And it is a never-ending minefield of nuggets. Right from Oscar Wilde, Shaw, O'Casey, Joyce, Beckett, and the poets, Patrick Kavanagh. People ask me, well, why did you call it Bravado City? And I remember that there's an Irish poet called Louis MacNeice, and he was from Belfast. And he came to Dublin, fell in love with the place, and moved there. And when he was on Irish radio being interviewed, he was asked by the interviewer, what is it about Dublin that you particularly like? He said, very beautifully, he said, it's the glamour of her squalor, the bravado of her talk. And to me, I thought that was beautiful. And there is squalor. We have our slums like everybody else. But there is great beauty. And the beauty, I think, is in the people. More than anything else. It's this wonderful optimism. And, of course, optimism, which carries an umbrella, that sort of thing, you know. And I'm very proud to be associated with Ireland, but particularly Dublin. And if I have made any sort of contribution to spreading what it has to offer the world, well, then I'm very proud of that.
What do you hope, Jerry, that people listening to us, listening not just in the U.S., but all over the world, because a lot of people listen to America Tonight from some very interesting nooks and crannies, what do you hope they take away from Bravado City?
From Bravado City, the human spirit, the hopes, the joys, the nostalgia, and how confusing it can be, how rewarding it can be, and how disappointment is always lurking. It's just a canvas you could put to any part of any life or any country in the world. But write about what you know. And I wrote about Dublin. And if you're interested in Dublin or Ireland, you will get a lot of rewards from this, the character, the way we speak and think, and and objectify and contradict each other. It's a wonderful characteristic, but it leads to great humor. And I miss that immensely. I miss that.
Yeah, and for the Irish, and again, we're speaking with Jerry Leach. What a pleasure. He lives in London, but originally from Ireland. We're talking about Dublin and the people and the characters, and this is what his book is about. And his book is a story, and he weaves the story so that you feel like you're in Ireland. You obviously miss, like you say, the humor, the people. Is it the people the most that you miss and that people miss so much that calls them back?
I would say it is the people most, yes, but the scenery, the untamed scenery, it's not chocolate box like Switzerland or even the well-cultured fields of England. The countryside around, particularly in the west of Ireland, is very, very beautiful, changing colours from the Atlantic clouds coming in over like that, and it's never edging. And it seems to be the general idea to let nature have its way. Not everywhere, but over a lot of it. And the beautiful somber walls and burnt out stone cottages, etc. To drive around, which I do regularly, is very rewarding. And to any of you people, your readers, and anywhere in the world, I would recommend a trip around the Rio of Kerry, the Galway, and up to Donegal, etc., right around the coast. It's only a small island, and I've heard that it would fit into Texas in the USA five times. So it's a very enjoyable place. It's very easy to meet friends in Ireland. It's not like that in London. London is a huge place, and which call it multicultural. But you couldn't go up to a bar and start a conversation with a stranger. It's just not done. But in Ireland, it's more or less the norm. Some writer once said that the English strive to be seen as eccentric, whereas we Irish are naturally eccentric. In fact, to be average in Ireland is to be eccentric. So the eccentricity and the characters of the people are very apparent from the moment you strike up a conversation. And of course, that is compounded by our ever famous charisma we have called the crack. That is just like having fun, not schadenfreude or anything like that, making fun of other people's misery or something like that. No, just fun. And once you latch on to that and start playing yourself, it can be a very rewarding night out. Dinner table or just a good drink in the bars. It's a wonderfully sociability. It's wonderful for that. All of Ireland, but particularly Dublin.
I love that. This is a perfect place to end this conversation. Bravado City, pick it up, Amazon, any place where great books are sold. And again, Jerry Leach, what a pleasure to have you on the show.
Kate, it's been a delight. I have no qualms or shyness about saying I would sing the praises of my country every day, anywhere. So your invitation to come and speak to you has been very rewarding for me.
Well, we're glad that you did, and thanks to everybody for listening to the show.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Everybody knows my love for the U.S. Open and obviously sports. I was a tennis player, and I got a chance to, and I have my whole career, go to the U.S. Open and interview so many of the players. So it's so exciting for me to have on this show Noah Sykin. He's the VP of IBM Sports and Entertainment Partnerships. And we're talking about the kickoff of the U.S. Open. And just in general, when you look at sports and AI and, you know, what's the impact of AI technology on the future of sports. So, Noah, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me, Kate. It's great to be here.
So IBM, of course, cutting edge, always a leader when we talk about technology. We know there's so much data, there's so much information, especially if we talk about the U.S. Open for a minute and all the different courts and all the numbers that are being crunched. And to me, that was what was so powerful because I could go live, whether it was TV or radio. And man, because of you guys and because of technology, I had information at my fingertips. And so that's the idea for the sports fan, I'm assuming, right?
You know, it's really presenting the event to fans around the world in the most compelling way possible. That's really what the goal of the USTA is, or really sports organizations overall. They have these fantastic athletes coming, and we really think about how we help them tell their story, and most importantly, how we help them get their hands around all the data that's being generated these days and put it right at people's fingertips, as you mentioned, Kate.
Yeah, so that'd be interesting to look at. Obviously, you're at the forefront of this. What kinds of technologies are changing the fan experience, and how's that happening?
Sure. So artificial intelligence is really what we focus on a lot. And If you think about sports, there's all kinds of data being generated, tons of data, all the scoring data, all the data from the matches themselves, but there's also all the supplemental data, the video, right? And so we think about how do we bring artificial intelligence to bear to get our hands around that data. So at the U.S. Open, as an example, we're doing highlight clipping powered by artificial intelligence. We've taught Watson, our artificial intelligence, all about the game of tennis, what a break point is, what an ace is, really understanding that. We've taught Watson to listen for the crowd cheers. We've taught Watson to watch the player gestures, the fist pump, the smile, the frown, and we literally score every single point based on the overall excitement of that point. And then we allow the USTA to actually identify those most exciting points, those most pivotal points, and push those out to their fans through social media, through the official U.S. Open platforms, to get that content to fans around the world as quickly as possible and beat the competition.
Wow, I love that. And what a great way to differentiate, and especially with the use of social media, because as you know, that's so impactful. There's no question about it. And I imagine when you sit down, I mean, how exciting is that? When you sit down, I'm just picturing you in this boardroom with like whiteboards all over the place. What can we throw up against it? What's that like to sit there and think, what can we do that's different and take this technology and meld it? What are those meetings like?
Yeah, you know, it's really exciting. Probably one of the more exciting things is when we actually uncover a new insight for our clients or for the sporting event. And so, for example, you know, some of these sporting events never thought about using the crowd noise as a data input to generate a highlight. And so those moments of discovery where somebody's learned something, where they've learned something about, oh, I have some data here that I can work with that I've never used before, for me, those are the most exciting points. Might be a little bit geeky for some of those fans out there, but it's that moment of discovery that excites me the most.
Yeah, so we're talking about the U.S. Open, of course, but with upcoming sports like the NFL, etc., what other sporting events is IBM partnering with, and where can fans experience it?
Yeah, so exactly. The NFL football season is right around the corner, and we've been working with ESPN to bring AI into the fantasy football application that over 10 million people play with ESPN. And so we've taught Watson football. We've taught him what a fumble is, what an injury is, and all those dimensions of football over literally hundreds of millions sources of information. And then every single night, Watson goes out and reads about all the players, all the almost 2,000 players in the NFL, and supplements the ESPN fantasy football projections with AI-powered insights. And so players who use the ESPN app will go and they'll see boom projections or bust projections each week for every single player. And so we think that's an exciting new tool that ESPN players can leverage. And again, uncovering new kinds of insights for our partners is really what excites us.
Yeah. We're speaking with Noah Sykin, Vice President, IBM Sports and Entertainment Partnerships. And, you know, I guess the sky's the limit when you think of what's next. What do you think the future is of sports and technology? I think it's boundless. What do you think?
Yeah, so, you know, we see coaches and players really wanting to tap into all of the same technology. So I just mentioned the organizations that use them, whether it's ESPN or the USTA, but the coaches want to use them. They spend so much time in front of a video editing board. They want to get out there and actually coach the players. And so they're tapping into our tools. We've created the coach advisor for USTA coaches and actually looked at some new dimensions of data. Watson and our artificial intelligence actually measures how fast the players run, how fast they stop, how fast they start, and the physiological load it places on their body. And then we're correlating it to their actual performance on the court. And so to your question, it's the coaches and players who are now trying to figure out how they're going to win more and how they're actually going to spend more time coaching and less time in video editing rooms.
Wow. So for you, when you go to a party, Noah, are you the most popular guy at the party because the Masters, U.S. Open tennis, we haven't even talked entertainment, Tony Awards, etc. Does everybody want to cozy up to Noah and say, please, Noah, I need tickets?
Yeah, well, I do get a fair amount of that, but, you know, a lot of our events are on the weekends, so maybe I miss a couple of the parties that are happening on the weekend.
I love that. So for everybody listening, where can they go to get more information?
They can go to ibm.com/sports, and they can learn all about what we just talked about and probably a couple future-oriented things as well.
All right. I love it. Noah, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Kate. Appreciate it.
Wow, somebody who is a sports fan, as all of you know, and somebody who's covered sports, it is really interesting when we talk about technology and what's happening with technology and, you know, what the future looks like. And I particularly like that Noah talked about the coaches are excited, the players are excited about it, because that even turns it in a much different direction. But the impact on the fan experience, and especially when you think of, as he was talking about, tennis and points and crowd reaction. And then when you make the leap to fantasy football and the fact that you've got so much data there, there's so much information, you take millions of documents related to fantasy football, and that means like blog posts, videos, podcast, news articles, and then you put it together for ESPN, how brilliant, in the ESPN Fantasy Football app, because that can give you even more material to peruse to try to make some of your decisions when you make roster moves, which, of course, that happens with waiver wire stuff, etc., and that's a big part of fantasy football. So technology, especially there, you want to talk about the fan experience, and that is the fan of fantasy football and all that information. It's brilliant when you look at IBM. But I'm just thinking in my head, listening, as somebody who's been in the crowds, listening to the sounds of the crowd and then the players' gestures and especially their emotions on their face. Because you look at key moments when there's match points. You know, Serena Williams is a great example of that, somebody who has fended off I don't know how many match points. Imagine really seeing that moment and what a highlight that would be like, and certainly along with other players, because of the way that game goes. And there's so much that I think with technology they'll be able to bring to the fan even that much better. And, you know, some of what IBM is looking at and evolving the game is soccer with the Women's World Cup, basketball with the Toronto Raptors, race car drive. Wow. And other sports where, again, it's feeling like you're part of it, I think, that is next level. So next level is not being one layer closer to what it is that a player's feeling or what you think they're feeling by looking at facial gestures, etc. I think that paints even a broader picture, I guess, or a more intimate picture, I think, is the way to say that. So we appreciate talking to Noah Sykin. It'll be wild to see that unfold, because I'll get a chance to check some of that out when I stop by the U.S. Open. So thank you so much for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.